From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. U.S. Mideast peace envoy George Mitchell is in Israel today. Mitchell is trying to persuade Israel and the Palestinians to resume peace negotiations. Both sides are to meet at the United Nations later this month. A major sticking point is Israel's resumption of settlement building in the West Bank. The BBC's Tim Franks reports from Jerusalem.
Under international law, settlement of occupied territory is illegal. The latest announcements drew criticism from the White House. President Obama had previously said that he wanted all settlement activity to stop. The Palestinian leadership has said that it won't resume peace talks with Israel until that happens. Israel, for its part, has indicated that it is willing to consider a temporary halt, maybe of around 6 months, to granting permission for further building in the West Bank. The U.S. envoy George Mitchell's job will be to see if he can square these competing positions.
The BBC's Tim Franks in Jerusalem. Human rights groups are welcoming reports that the Obama administration will allow prisoners held by the U.S. in Afghanistan to challenge their detention. The New York Times and the Washington Post are reporting that under a new policy, a review board will consider evidence and challenges to detentions. About 600 prisoners have been detained at Bagram Air Base north of Kabul. They've been without access to courts or family members, some for more than 5 years. President Obama visited Minneapolis yesterday to rally his supporters on his plans to overhaul the nation's health insurance system. Mark Sedeklik of Minnesota Public Radio reports.
The president reiterated much of what he said in his address to a joint session of Congress earlier in the week, but his tone was much more elevated. The president made it clear he will insist on a public health insurance option if nothing else emerges to cover those without insurance.
Minnesota, I have said that I'm open to different ideas on how to set this up. But I'm not going to back down from the basic principle that if Americans can't find affordable coverage, we're going to provide you a choice.
Mr. Obama pledged to work with opponents toward solutions, but said that he would not waste time with people trying to score political points. For NPR News, I'm Mark Sedeklik in Minneapolis.
Back in Washington, tens of thousands of people opposed to the president's plans marched on the Capitol yesterday. Many demonstrators carried signs indicating that government spending is out of control. In tennis, Kim Clijsters upset Serena Williams to advance to the finals of the U.S. Open yesterday. She won after Williams was penalized for yelling and shaking her racket at the line judge, who had called a foot fault. Later, Williams says she's taken away something from the loss.
I think that I'll learn that, you know, it pays to always play your best and always be your best and always act your best.
Clijsters will face Danish teenager Caroline Wozniacki in the final later today. This is NPR News from Washington. A fire swept through a drug treatment center in Kazakhstan this morning. Officials say 38 people were killed. The prime minister of the former Soviet Republic has ordered a special commission to determine the cause of the fire. The clinic is one of many state-run institutions for drug addicts in Kazakhstan, which is located along the main drug trafficking route from Afghanistan to Western Europe. An earthquake with a magnitude of 6.4 shook Venezuela yesterday. Officials say at least 7 people were injured. The U.S. Geological Survey said its epicenter was off Venezuela's Caribbean coast, about 65 miles west of Caracas. It may be another icy winter around the European hearth if new Russian anxieties over Ukrainian natural gas payments follow last winter's pattern. Frank Browning reports.
The head of the Russian energy megalith Gazprom says it has doubts that Ukraine, whose economy is in tatters, will be able to pay its February 2010 gas bills. Ukraine is now current on its bills due to aid from the IMF and other international support agencies. Disputes between Russia and Ukraine last winter resulted in more than a month of gas cutoffs to much of Europe. But beneath the bill-paying disputes is intensifying Russian unhappiness with a European bid to build a competitive natural gas pipeline from the Middle East through Turkey and the Caucasus region. The global economic crisis has already lowered demand for Gazprom's supplies, and deliveries have dropped by an estimated 20%. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning.
Norman Borlaug died last night. He had won a Nobel Prize for his work in developing crops for poorer countries. Texas A&M said he died from cancer complications. He was 95. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.